Melanie Rubin here for Parenting Aces. Indoors at Kalamazoo College, watching the doubles, boys 18s first round. And we have here with us today...
Manny Diaz.
And Manny, what school are you from?
University of Georgia.
Manny, if I could ask you, when thinking about the recruiting process, what advice would you give to parents?
Oh, wow. Is that a loaded question? Well, honestly, just be there to support your kid. You know, it's funny because, I've had a couple of kids, sons, that have played tennis. And, the first one, even though I play tennis, you try to help them avoid some pitfalls, through working with some of these, my team, obviously, and now having my second child, I'm a little bit more inclined to sort of sit back and enjoy their struggles a little bit. I think that's the hardest part. Is because we don't want our kids to have difficult moments, but without difficult moments, really, our boys don't really learn a whole lot. And so I want them to go out there and get the full experience. I want them to obviously enjoy some victories and some success, but I also want them to really do the real learning that comes through the struggles that they go through in the sport. And so, I think that's important to teach our kids that it's okay to struggle, that the lessons learned via the struggles really is what really counts.
Thank you so much. Let me ask you, if there was one thing you would tell parents to do, what would that be?
Well, as far as recruiting, I would probably say, start early and don't be shy. Think about, a good number of factors. Think about, consult with, sit down at the table with your son or daughter and talk about their what they're looking for, what kind of atmosphere, what kind of environment the kid is going to thrive in. Is he looking for a large university? Is he looking for something a little bit smaller? Is he looking at geography? Does he want to stay close? Does he want to go far? I went over 3,000 miles to go to college. I grew up in Puerto Rico, and I went to the University of Georgia. And, here I am about 45 years later. I'm still here at Georgia. So, it's important to make thorough decisions, and so what area of the country, how big a school, the kids that are involved in the program, the coaches really pay a lot of attention to that, and because the relationship of your son or daughter with the coach is going to be one of the biggest ones. Same thing with the kids that are in the program. That to me is, that's where he's going to spend the majority of 80% of his time is with the team and the coaches. So that is the biggest factor.
And just my last question for you is, what's your favorite part about this tournament here in Kalamazoo?
Well, it's the tradition of this tournament. It doesn't have an equal. I mean, the community, the way the community really gets behind the tournament, the kids really feel like they're in a special place. They look around, they see, Arthur Ashe, they see Agassi, they see Laver, they see John McEnroe. And it's not just the fact that those great players came through, but after a few days, they really come to appreciate why this tournament continues to be here for so many years. And the interest and the attention to detail that the community really just really puts behind this tournament. The organizers here, they've been here. I still see people that were helping run this tournament when I played it in the late 60s. And it to me, it's almost a homecoming. I've been coming here every year for about 31, 32 years now as a coach. And it's just, I really look forward to coming, trying to explain to my son, who's here playing in his first year of 16s, you know, what this really means. Because I made it to the Nationals. Well, it's more than that, you know. It's just a special, special tournament. And, you know, he needs to learn to appreciate it. And I'm trying to help him with it.
I can't thank you enough for your time and your words of wisdom. And enjoy the rest of the week, and good luck to your son.